Patient name Christopher, last name McKeown, that's McKeown, and date of birth 3/24/88, date of service 10/25/23. This is a 35-year-old male patient complaint of left hand, left wrist pain. Period, new paragraph. We had originally seen him under his insurance. This is now dictated again under workman's comp as he injured himself while on the job. Period, new paragraph. He complains of left hand and wrist pain and loss of strength. He states that he was working on his trailer on his job. He is a heavy equipment mechanic, and he was pulling on an item on his trailer, trying to unhook the trailer from the 18-wheeler. When he did that, he states that he felt a pop in the left wrist and left hand, subsequently accompanied by inflammation and slightly edematous. He tells me he wrapped it up. When this happened, he did inform management. They just sometime later advised him that it's got to be a workman's comp claim. So he's here today with that same complaint. He tells me he's been having some weakness in that left wrist and left thumb area as well. Upon shaking hands with him and asking him to grip my hand with his left hand, there is a noticeable decrease in strength ability versus the right hand strength. Period, new paragraph. On vital signs, blood pressure 133/94, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98%, current weight 300. Allergies to azithromycin, current medications, Lipitor, and others, all reviewed. A medical history, he does have a heart issue. He did not go into detail with that to me. Surgical history, appendectomy. Social history, non-contributory. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He doesn't appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, he does have some inflammation on the left ear with erythema that will be treated accordingly. Period, new paragraph. Neck, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. There is no murmur detected. Lungs, clear to auscultation. He presents with a normal breathing pattern. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Turning our attention to that left wrist area. As he extends his left, actually both wrists, they are they are symmetric. He does have a bit more edema, very mild, though, to that left wrist and thumb area. Period, new paragraph. There's no deformity. There's no erythema. And there is no significant tenderness to those areas as well on that left area. In particular, he was a bit sensitive over the ulnar collateral ligament on that left thumb area as well. Period, new paragraph. He does have full range of motion, but also with accompanied weakness to those areas on that left wrist and hand thumb area. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Left wrist and thumb strain. Possible involvement with the ulnar collateral ligament. For now, we will treat him with steroids and anti-inflammatories. Patient will be given a Medrol dose pack as well as Motrin 800 three times a day PRN. He will return to clinic in another week for evaluation. Patient will be placed on active duty at his job, however, and advised not to use that left wrist until improved or seen by us or a specialist. patient understands plan of care.